News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The big news of today is that it is budget day, and it is being described as a pro-investment budget this afternoon with limited benefits for middle-income workers. So we won't see, we think, things like the double child benefit anymore. That's gone. We won't see the universal energy credits. That's going to be gone. There are some benefits, I think, for social welfare recipients and all. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of that very shortly with Sean Defoe. But it's a different type of budget. Like last year, Shane, the budget that we saw was a general election budget.
Yeah.
It was there literally about 6 weeks before the election. It was a giveaway. It was a one for everyone in the audience. We've had lots of them over the last number of years.
We have.
And it looks like the mood music is that we're pivoting away from that now. We're not going to all go, oh, you know, we're not going to see the thing that we see every year on prime time. I'm $6,000 better off. You know, people saying, well, I didn't do much for me, but it turns out they get $10,000 out of it. We're not going to see that. I wonder this morning how people waking up and listening feel about that. Do they think that's prudent because of all the dangers
won't.
Out there to the economy and
we're
to the country?
In prudence.
Or do they think, bloody hell, I was hoping for a load of Christmas baubles?
I actually think it says everything about us as a country that we're talking about a 9.4 billion package that's going to increase spending by over 7%, and it probably will be more when push comes to shove. And we're talking about it as being prudent and careful. And no doubt the opposition will labour it as austerity tomorrow. Like we know the SRI, IFAC, the central bank, the new Troika. We know that they are really worried about things, that we're overheating the economy, that we're spending money like we did in the mid-noughties. We're spending money from tax revenues that we can't be sure will still be there in three
the
or four
old
years.
Stamp duty.
Yeah, we can't. We're spending that money. We know that the new Troika are really concerned about it. And yet we're still going ahead. And it says everything that there is nobody in the Dáil going, well, actually, this is too much. And there's nobody shouting, careful now. And that worries me an awful
careful
lot.
Careful now, down yeah. with this sort of thing. Yeah, but you're right. The government is spending hugely, but the opposition is saying, spend more.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. The opposition will criticise them.
Is that just dysfunctional, do you ever think?
Well, I mean, 20 years ago, or when the economy crashed, we said we would never, ever do this again. We'd never be in this position. We set up IFAC and the fiscal watchdog and all that to ensure, well, they're barking like mad now and nobody is listening. In my lifetime, Ciara, we've gone from boom to bust, from boom to bust, and we're in boom again. I know we don't like saying that. I know that's kind of almost like a heresy to say we're in boom. We are in boom at the moment. But in my view, it is inevitable we will return to bust, and it'll be with a bang because we have learned nothing from the crash.
Interesting. I don't fully agree with you on all of that. I would say we've had one huge boom. We've certainly had cycles, but the boom of the Celtic Tiger was like nothing else we ever saw. I think that was
and
the crash. Although we came out of it faster than was ever predicted. Let us know this morning what you think. Do you feel that dear prudence is what we should be looking for, or do you think I would really
like to be better off?
Listen,
voters want us to let it rip. Is this the head versus
the heart?
It's the pocket versus the head, I think is what it is. But anyway, 087 1400 106. Let us know what you make of it all.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.